New rules for determining how much Pell Grant money students will receive next fall were announced late last week. UW La Crosse Financial Aid Director James Finn says about 90,000 students around the country who receive the smallest Pell Grants, those of $400, will lose them. Finn estimates most students at UW La Crosse will lose about $100 in Pell Grant money from the federal government.
The sky is not falling here. It's unfortunate and troublesome, disappointing, whatnot, but it's not like, I don't think it's likely to produce a whole lot of people having to drop out of school.
Finn says 1,650 students at UW La Crosse receive nearly $4 million in Pell Grants, an average of more than $2,300. At UW Madison, it's estimated about 2,000 students will lose $250 to $300 a year. Finn says Pell Grants, Wisconsin Higher Education Grants, and the Federal Stafford Loan Program are the main source of funds for college, along with work study.
In this biennium, funding for Wisconsin Higher Education Grant went up very significantly as kind of a counterpoint to the very significant increases in tuition that we experienced. The other programs have more or less stayed pretty level.
Finn says he wouldn't be surprised to see Pell Grant changes challenged in court. For one thing, federal rules required the changes to have been made by June 1st. In addition, there could be a challenge to the methodology for calculating the grants. Wisconsin students and students in 20 other states will see the largest impact because of a reduction in state income tax allowances in the formula. Sandra Harris, Wisconsin Public Radio.